From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Two fires in Eureka Sunday. One happened at about 5:30 p.m. in the 1300 block of Gross Street. A single-story home was on fire and an occupant was trying to put it out when crews arrived. Fire crews quickly extinguished the fire and removed the occupant. The occupant was evaluated for minor smoke inhalation but refused more treatment. It was determined the fire was caused by combustibles too close to a wood stove. Earlier in the day, 1:30 p.m., firefighters battled a house fire on the 1400 block of John Hill Road. The fire was in an office attached to the home. A downed power line created a hazard there, so PG&E had to come in and cut power to that line. A fire crews attacked the fire and had it under control in about 10 minutes. Cause of that fire was directly related to the power service being damaged by a tree on the property. December 13th, the sentencing date for a woman who copped a plea last week to drug possession in a correctional facility and child abuse. 32-year-old Michelle Banda was accused of throwing a four-month-old baby to a guest at the Red Roof Inn in Arcata, where they both were staying, and telling her to make the infant stop crying. The guest also witnessed Banda sticking her fingers down the distressed infant's throat. Arcata police arrested Banda at the scene and took her to jail. As deputies were booking her into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility, they observed a baggie of heroin in her armpit. Banda then attempted to swallow the baggie, and as correctional deputies prevented her from doing so, she tried to bite and kick them. Banda had posted $50,000 bail and was released from custody. She now faces up to 4 years behind bars. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies say someone's been using skimmers in a big way at one area gas station. One victim found unauthorized charges on their credit card after using the card at that gas station. The deputy, along with Mendocino County Agriculture Weights and Measures, then proceeded to investigate all the gas pumps at the location and found that 5 of 8 pumps had locking mechanisms defeated, indicating someone had accessed the interior components of the gas pump. Saturday, police got a tip that a wanted suspect, Jacob Hines, was near the Bear River housing area in Lolita. The citizen advised deputies that Hines was driving a red Ford Nissan pickup and left the area just moments before. A records check indicated Hines was wanted on violations. He's known to carry firearms and has a history of fleeing from arrest. Well, deputies began to canvass the area. They tracked him down and used a new canine officer, Gusto, who located fresh scent and led deputies into thick brush. After a few hundred feet, canine Gusto came upon Hines, and Hines surrendered to deputies. He was taken into custody without further incident. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.